I sweater. There I am in the background, hair freshly poodle-permed, all decked out in a brown suede suit, Lohmann's, circa 1983. I had gotten all dressed up for the Mick, the way I did when I wore my Mary Jane's on opening day of the baseball season. I remembered being underdressed for the occasion. That's why I needed his sweater. I remembered wearing cotton, not suede. Confronted with this disconcerting shard of videographic truth, the story I had told so often began to unravel, like the yarn wound around the hard center of an official Major League Baseball. I rushed to have another look at the sweater in my office. Somehow, I had never noticed the L stitched into the collar. Shouldn't Mickey's sweater have been at least an extra large or an extra extra large? If my memories didn't match the evidence, what else might have gotten blurred by the hero worship of childhood? Did he give me the shirt off his back? Or did I invent a kinder, warmer, bigger Mick, the Mick I wanted him to be? I believe in memory, not memorabilia. Mickey's sweater is the only artifact I kept from my tenure as a sports writer. Memorabilia is a goal, a get, an end.